It's the best time of the year.
Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, editor of this December 2022 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. Christmas is fast approaching, and this month's cover has a glowing fire, twinkling candles and presents around the ribbon-bedecked Christmas tree. We're going to bring you the 12 days of a Norfolk Christmas. Comedy gold, frankincense and mirth. How one lady is campaigning to save the seals on our coast and some brilliant books. Your readers are Kevin Ford, John Francis, Caroline Aldry and Rosemary Scott. And to get us underway, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
There is, I believe, well-documented research comparing the perception of children into the passing of time with that of adults. Long story short, time between Christmases seems to stretch into infinity when you're little, but it rushes through like an express train, when they're not on strike, when you're all grown up. So here we are again, all of a sudden. It doesn't seem like 5 minutes ago we were wrapping up the Christmas issue for 2021. The intervening year has flown by, hasn't it? And let's be honest, it's not been a vintage year for most of us. But let's not dwell on that. There is still plenty of joy to be found, and we're still fortunate enough to be living in Norfolk. And this time of year, there's so much to do, from trips on Christmas trains, that are definitely not on strike, to the big budget classic pantos, small town shows, fairs, winter festivals, carol services, music, including, of course, Norfolk Magazine's own Elvis doppelganger, Mark Fitch, in Carols with the King. The old, there is something for everyone saying really is apposite here. It's all good for lifting the spirits, as are two of the characters featured this month, comics Joe Cecchini and Ben Langley. Local comedians should be properly celebrated. A little homely introspection is a good thing. Makes you feel part of an exclusive little group. And as well as treating yourself to a local outing or two, we'd always encourage shopping locally as a way of supporting our businesses. Of course, not absolutely everything is available from our fine county, but there is so much that is special and unique to Norfolk. We'd modestly suggest a gift subscription to Norfolk Magazine or our beautiful calendar would be welcome in any stocking. We're now off to ice the Christmas cake we were given. Thanks, Mum. So we wish you and those you hold dear a very happy Christmas. See you in 2023.